What are businesses now eligible for?
They're now eligible for the business property tax credit.
And how does that work, and what is it worth?
Well, that we do not know yet. The state has set aside, the legislature set aside $50 million for this first year to give that, to rebate that back to the counties for everybody that signs. Well, it's hard to determine because we don't know how much, how many people, how many business property owners in the state will apply. So, and you don't know how that $50 million is going to be spread around because you don't know how many people are going to actually sign the applications throughout the state. And then the next year it goes up to $100 million, and then the year after that it goes up to $125 million, and that's the cap.
When we're talking about this $50 million, what is the deadline? How long? I know they're available now. When is it where it's like, okay, now we're done, we're cut off?
January 15th is the deadline of 2014. For it's retroactive back to 2013. So they're actually applying for 2013, and they have until January 15th of 2014 to make that first application.
Okay, so even if they wait till January 10th to sign, they're still doing it for this current calendar year, even though they're into the next calendar year.
Correct, yes, because the legislation was just passed, I believe in April or May of this year. They gave all the property owners, you know, an extension to give them time to sign.
Is there, in talking with assessors and stuff, how are you guys addressing, are you seeing a steady flow here? Or are you expecting kind of a lot of last minute stuff?
No, we chose, it was up to each individual county assessor, but we chose in my office to mail the applications. We pre-populated our software company. The form is designed by the Department of Revenue. So our software company took that form and put it into the system, and then we were able to pre-populate it. So the person's owner, the owner's name, the mailing address, the parcel number, everything was on this form. Now, we did run into one little glitch. Because you would have multiple parcels on one form, the software company didn't know how to put in where to put where, what to put in as far as property address. So they put in mailing address. So there's been a little confusion with that. It actually says property address when it's their mailing address. And sometimes that might be the same, but sometimes it's not. But we go entirely by the parcel number. The property address doesn't mean anything to us. So we always told people, look at the parcel number. And not everyone knows their parcel number, but it's on your tax statement. And so that tells you which parcel we're looking at, and we're dealing with that contiguous. If there's more than one parcel at a location, say it might be a business and they have another parcel with their parking lot, that's contiguous. That they get one unit, they get one credit, and so that they would have two parcel numbers on one application. And otherwise, we chose to mail out them applications. Not all county assessors are doing that. I felt it was easier on my staff. Plus, I felt that if there is $50 million sitting there in Des Moines to be allocated to the counties, why not give the Lee County property taxpayers, the business property taxpayers, the benefit? And how else are they going to know? I don't think they track all legislation. And so why not give them the benefit that to know about this? So we mailed all the applications out on October 28th, and we have approximately 1,800 commercial and industrial properties, and I'm going to guess as of right now we've got probably 600 or so, 700 of them applications back. Now, of course, we didn't, because of combining of the parcel numbers that way, we actually didn't wind up with 1,800 different applications, but that's how many parcels we have, is approximately 1,800 commercial and industrial. And I'm thinking we mailed out actually about 900 pieces of mail, and You know, a lot of them we could put in one envelope. They might have 10 applications, but we could stick in one envelope. But yeah, I just felt it was important that they find out about it. And not everybody reads the newspaper or listens to the radio or anything to know about it. So we just decided the easiest way is to mail them out. And we're getting a really good response. So we've been getting them in pretty steady.
That's what I was going to say. What is the best number if I were to say there are X number of eligible businesses and industries in Lee County? Is it that 1,800?
Well, the thing about the 1,800, that includes vacant lots.
Okay.
That includes parking lots. That includes...
So if you had to make a guesstimate and said, this is how many...
I would say 1,000.
Okay.
And the reason I say that, because we printed off about 1,000 applications.
Okay.
So that means when I talked about them lots, like a business and then having the parking lot, that's one credit. It went from 1,800 down to 1,000 just by combining parking lots or vacant lots with their business.
So if I was going to say roughly 1,000 businesses are eligible for this new tax credit.
Yep, because that's what we actually, when we printed them off, the actual application, the pre-populated application, we printed off about 1,000 of them.
Has there been any estimate among assessors? I mean, I'm picturing if there's 1,000 in Lee County and there's 99 counties, obviously, some are going to have a lot more and some are going to have a lot less. Has there been any estimate as to what each could be worth? As the state said, we're kind of guessing with $50 million available, this is about what each one would get.
Mm-hmm. Did I send you the press release the Department of Revenue put out on October 24th?
Possibly. I know there were multiple.
Yeah,
and I looked at
it's the one that's called the business property tax, and I think I put... DOR behind
okay,
it.
If that's okay, maybe I
that
didn't.
That one in there, this is the only one that is ever estimated, and I wouldn't even begin to know because it's going to depend on. I do know personally there is some assessors that aren't going to mail them out. They're only going to take them in if the people just happen to find out about it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, I feel that my taxpayers should know about it. But that's each county. That is that it was not part of the legislation.
Okay,
entirely
so
up to local
that's
business.
The key. You could have one where if people just don't know it on their own, then there's going to be an opportunity really for counties that are getting out and being proactive with it to take advantage of that.
Yes. And so why shouldn't my taxpayers, the Lee County taxpayers, get part of that $50 million pie? When you've got other counties that their taxpayers aren't going to know about it, and if they only have 50 applications, they're not going to hardly get any of that $50 million.
When the money comes back, I'm trying to picture, it's going to be for this year, but will it be for which budget would the county be getting that revenue that they would normally be getting from these? They're not going to be getting the money because of the tax credit, but they're going to be reimbursed back for it.
Right.
What budget would that fit into?
It's for 2013, payable in September of 14.
Okay.
So that's when the people will actually see that credit on their tax statement is September of 14.
Okay, so it would really affect the 14-15 budget. Because it always goes back one...
That I know how taxes run, but I'm trying to think of budgets.
Because the revenue that's coming in, I mean, they always wait to see what revenue is coming in.
Yes, because I know when I do my budget, and my budget starts July 1st, I have to allocate 25% of my budget for carryover so that I have enough money to operate on until taxes come in.
So
it would be
for that, for the upcoming.
Yeah.
So.